Linguists say that by the end of the century, 80% of all world languages will fall out of use. The spread of global languages like English and Spanish has made learning regional languages less useful. But some speakers of these languages are trying to change that. Radioactive's Ben Gald investigates one speaker trying to prevent her language from vanishing.
This is Lushootseed. It's a language spoken by many tribes in the Puget Sound region, such as the Muckleshoot and Puyallup. It's been around for hundreds of years, but it's in danger of going extinct. Only a few tribal leaders are fluent in Lushootseed. It's a hard language to learn.
Like, you hear people saying how amazing it is that you can speak it, how they wish they could, but they don't have the time.
This is Maria Martin, a teacher at the Tulalip Montessori School. The school offers classes in Lushootseed to children ages 3 through 5. She worries that the language she loves could disappear.
That's definitely one of my worst fears, is that it dies out and that nobody speaks it anymore, because that's a big part of who we are. And to lose that, it just seems that much easier to lose everything else.
When a language dies, more than just words stop being spoken. Stories stop being told. Songs stop being sung. Preserving cultural values and history is much harder without a way to share them.
How are you going to sing songs you don't know the meanings to? How are you going to provide any traditional connections, like, without the language? I feel you need to know the language, if only some of it, to really understand the whole culture.
She believes if Lushootseed is going to survive, it must carry on in the voices of youth. This is Maria's classroom. Today the children are learning how to count to 10. The lessons in Lushootseed provide a way for the kids to experience their cultural heritage, which they couldn't find in most preschools. Maria says the response from the parents and the community has been overwhelmingly positive.
You'll see video posts on Facebook, and it'll be their kids singing a Lushootseed song, or, you know, telling them some words in Lushootseed. And so you see that pride of the parents that, hey, my child knows this, that's something to be celebrated.
When Maria was a child, she attended the same school. She thinks that her time there has made her more in touch with her culture.
I hope to be the inspiration that some of my teachers were to me when I was growing up. I was lucky enough to start out in Montessori and learn some Lushootseed. But after I left Montessori, I didn't get much exposure. Like, it wasn't offered in school anymore.
Teaching the language in preschool is a good start, but Maria says that much more work needs to be done. The Tulalip tribes are working to train more teachers and get language programs into higher levels of school. But it's going to take more than just that. If the language is going to remain relevant, it must adapt to the changing lifestyles of its speakers.
Technology has changed. Words are now being used, so we're having to create new words for modern life. And in doing so, that's going to help preserve the language.
This is David Cinco. He's not a native tribe member, but he has been working with the Tulalip tribes for the past 10 years as a media developer. Basically, he's in charge of all the technological aspects of the tribes, managing the website, creating weather forecasts in Lushootseed, anything that helps to reconcile the language with the technology of today. For example,
Takad ti suf chislab
means turn off the TV, and
Ha'alik ched alti suf ayil ali
means I am typing on the computer. David is confident that Lushootseed won't be extinct anytime soon.
All the Lushootseed-speaking tribes are really putting a concerted effort, and they are starting to work together more readily. So I see that is not going to be a problem in the Puget Sound region.
Ultimately, it's up to the next generation to keep Lushootseed alive. After all, that's why Maria does this work.
The kids, they inspire me to get up every day to come into work. Next year, they might go on to kindergarten and forget all about me. But for that little bit, there was something there. And maybe they'll have the chance to take away what I took away.
For Radioactive, I'm Ben Gald.